For the first time in maybe 30 years, I experienced a fever dream last night. And for those of you who don't know what a fever dream is, it's that weird space when you have a really high fever where you start fading in and out of consciousness. Your brain is basically frying, your blood is boiling, and your pituitary gland is releasing DMT, the world's most intense psychedelic, straight into your jugular. It's a lot of fun, and it's really cheap if you can get it. And so there I was in the middle of this fever dream, and the guys from Basement Yard and Two Bears in a Cave podcast were standing shirtless on a baseball field, asking me if I wanted to edit their show, and in return, they would give me Cubs baseball tickets and Gatorade. When I look up into the outfield bleachers, there's Frankie B with his tuna on egg combination, asking me if I was hungry. I politely declined, melted into the pitcher's mound, and found myself on an episode of Seeking Sister Wives on TLC. You know, when you start having dreams about work, it's probably time to take a break from your work. So maybe this forced interruption is not necessarily a bad thing. And as you may have guessed by the gravel in the back of my throat, I too now have the dreaded coronavirus, and after 2.5 years of tiptoeing around this earth, it finally caught up with me. So Chrissy and I are unable to record in the same studio together, and rather than give you a shitty episode with shitty sound quality, we decided to dig deep into what we call the TCB Archives of Trash and pull out some of the gems. This is unreleased material, stuff you've never heard before. One of the almost 100 hours of material that Chrissy and I never felt was fit for broadcast. But even a broken clock is wrong most of the day, and there's something redeemable in that 100 hours, and I've been digging around to find it. That's right, this week we're presenting the best of, the worst of, the Commercial Break podcast. Okay, first up on this rusted tin can of an episode, late in season 2, Chrissy and I did an episode called WTF Chuck, What the Fuck Chuck, where we reviewed an incredibly strange episode of The Love Connection, the 1980s dating show where two people were set up on a blind date. Absolutely no camera or crew were there to record it or keep people safe, and then they would come back to a couch and discuss the date with Chuck Woolery. We found The Love Connection to be so outdated and so funny that we wanted to dig around and find more Love Connection material. So here's that diamond in the rough. It's Chrissy and I talking about an episode of The Love Connection. I'll be back later on after the commercial break to introduce the next segment of this, the best of, the worst of, the Commercial Break podcast. Enjoy. I'd like to take, if it's possible, I'd like to go and revisit an episode of The Love Connection.
Oh, I love
it. You ready?
These.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Welcome to The Love Connection, where old-fashioned romance meets modern-day technology, where you hear all the intimate details of a first date. And now, here's the host of Love Connection, Chuck Woolery.
Chuck's recording his 14th program today. Here's the incredibly drunk Chuck Woolery.
Incredibly drunk.
Oh, God. They recorded like 14 to 15 of these a day. Yes, they would just like... They do a week of recording, and then that would be 2 months of programming. They do a week of recording, 2 months of a program. Uh-huh. It was at least that's what I read about the production schedule. This guy was mega famous back in the 80s and 90s, by the way. Chuck Woolery, because of this television program.
For sure, 2 and 2.
Yeah, 2 and 2. He would be like, we'll be back in 2 and 2, referring to two minutes, two seconds for the commercial break. Mm-hmm. Now it's, we'll be back in 12 and 30. It's unbelievable.
True.
I was watching The Sinner, which is a show on USA. Yeah. You've watched that show?
I've started.
And this last season, but generally, the first three seasons are incredible. First two seasons are incredible.
Yeah.
But I was watching The Sinner online, but they still have the commercial breaks in it. You know, unless you want to pay for it, it's not going to pay for it. And literally 9.5 minutes of commercials.
Yeah.
So I don't want any more complaining about our 6.5 minutes of commercials.
Texas, says that he's the trusting type. You better not cross him. Claims that he prefers...
Says that he's a trusting type unless he's murdering you. Says he's a trusting type unless you cheat on him and then he'll kill you.
There's women who use bad language. And his memory has caused him some difficulty.
Fuck me. Fuck. What if he came out and he was just like, the fuck's up, Chuck? You big dick? How's your scrundle sack, you asshole?
Difficulty with his social life. Please welcome Eric Braverman.
All right.
Hi, Eric, how are you? Well, what's the story on your memory?
What?
What? Where did that come from, Chuck? Chuck has been phoning this in for 20 seasons, by the way. He just phones it in.
Yeah.
He's just randomly like,
what's the deal?
So what's the deal with your dick? What's the deal with your memory?
Right. Where did that come from?
He's like, what? I don't know. I can't remember what I'm talking about. Yeah. Wrong cue card. Answer the question. We only got 8.5 minutes here, bud. By the way, 8 minutes, 12 seconds. That's how long a segment is.
Oh, okay.
On Love Connection.
Okay.
In case you were wondering.
Gosh, I don't remember. Actually.
Predictable.
Let's get him with a zinger. What do you say? Come on, Averman. I know you can do this. Let's throw a couple zingers in there. I could see him getting hyped up in the mirror with like one of his friends. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is 15 minutes of fame, man. Let's get him with a zinger. Tell him you got a bad memory. They'll go, hey, what's up with your memory? And you say, I don't remember. This is the comic break we've been looking for. Go, Averman, go.
I have had some problems in the past trying to remember my date's name. Went out about a year and a half ago, I guess, with a girl that I met. We went out. She called me, left me a message on my machine, and she said, it's me, just confirming the reservations for tonight.
Uh-oh.
So we went out, had a great time. It was actually a very good date. We went out the next night, and I took her places trying to learn her name. To this day, I don't know what her name is.
We took her places trying to learn her name? Where did you take her?
Right, yeah.
Hey, do you want to go to this name shop?
Yeah, I don't know where you try and learn something.
You know, in the 80s, they had all those, they had like...
Unless maybe you had to fill out a name tag or something.
You want to go down to the Social Security office, fill out a new card? Do you need a new driver's license? No?
I figured we'd head on down there with a bottle of wine.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, do me a favor. I know you're driving. Will you go 152 miles per hour past this police officer? I want him to pull you over real quick. I can't remember your name. That would be easy. That's an easy one to overcome. Mm-hmm. And I would be like, here again, Brian Grain's dating services
that's
available
to
anybody for $5. If I didn't remember your name and we were on a date, this is what I would do.
Okay.
What's your name? I can't remember
your
name.
How do you spell your name again?
Yeah. How do you spell your name again? That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Or yeah. Can you spell your full name for the reservation? They need your reservation. Oh, Tom. Jill.
Yeah.
J-I-L-L.
Wow, I didn't know.
Oh,
that
you know, some people spell
spelling.
It with a Y
yeah.
or an H and a P. Yeah. You know how the kids are doing it these days.
Yeah.
Jilf. The PH is
silent.
Well, my mom's name was Jill, and it started with a K. Yeah, the K was silent. K J I L L.
Are you serious?
Listen to how innocent all of this is back then, too. Yeah. Like, you know, the worst thing that poor Eric here has ever done is forgotten his date's name.
Right.
You know, this day and age, it'd be like,
oh, God.
I stabbed someone in the penis.
Because
he wouldn't pay for my dinner.
Worse.
Yeah, it could be much worse. I took my mom, my best friend, and everybody out
and
to
ghosted.
Dinner, and then I ghosted you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it doesn't matter anymore, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. What is this about bad luck?
No, it doesn't, Chuck. What are you trying to say, Chuck? He sounds aggressive.
I know.
Language. You like women who use bad language? What does that mean? I mean, bad language like cursing.
The audience
Ooh.
Goes,
talk dirty to me,
That's
Eric.
Right.
These girls are getting
so
wet
bad.
Just thinking about a bad word.
So bad.
So bad. Oh, so nasty. Fast forward over here to 2021. We're grabbing them by the pussies. Don't worry.
Or swearing or
that
just putting
language.
Also bad language can be putting a noun in the wrong place.
No, I like, she's got to be grammatically correct. No, I like a girl who can.
Get him with the grammar joke, Eric. Get him with the grammar joke. Yeah, you hit him with the grammar joke.
They're laughing.
Go,
they're
Eric.
Laughing.
Yeah.
Woo. Woo. Oh, I'm hot in my knickers.
Who can use bad language, it shows me that she's got her guard down, that she's not being phony or false with me. If she's willing to sit there and exchange swear words with me, hey, we're going to have a good time.
What conversation are you exchanging swear words? Hey, go fuck yourself. You're just an asshole.
Right.
Well, you're a bitch.
Yeah.
You cheated on me with that nasty dick of yours. Yo, your pussy won't get wet. Shows me that we're real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the guard is down.
It's a good date when I can exchange slaps with somebody on the face. You know, I slap them, they slap me back. No need to get the police involved. It's mutual. Wow, it's like they just let these people outside for the first time. These people have never heard anything at all, remotely non-puritanical.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to say it. Okay, let's take a look at the women that Eric had to choose from. Remember, you're going to pick the woman that you think's best for him. Here we go. First, Elena. She has a degree in psychology. This sounds like the perfect girl. I'm not sure. She says that she either has a steady guy she goes out with or as many guys as possible, but she hasn't liked any of them.
Well, that makes no sense whatsoever, Chuck. Good framing there, buddy. She says she either goes out with one person at a time or everybody.
Times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She either likes to have sex with one person or she likes a gangbang. There's no in-between for this young lady.
She's a psychiatrist.
I like as many dicks as possible.
That she's been saying lately. And she tells us the best dating advice she heard was this.
Use them, abuse them, and lose them. Well, you know, everybody knows that saying, and I'm not that cruel, but I think it's good advice. It's more fun that way.
Use them, abuse them, and lose them. Huh. Yeah.
Come on over to come on over to 2021. The water's warm for you, young lady.
Exactly.
Yeah. You'll fit
she
right in.
She sounds like the ghosting type.
Yeah. This girl sounds a little crazy. Let's hope Eric doesn't choose Bachelorette number one.
Elena.
Next, Heather. Heather says that she thinks a good place to meet men is a supermarket, especially the cereal aisle and the produce department. She'd like to meet a man who's into health and fitness, and she says that looks are important, too. And Heather tells us about the men that she's been meeting lately.
Say, what do you want to punch me in my Captain Crunch? The cereal aisle.
Looks are important. Yeah.
Some of the guys I go out with, it's weird because you think that the guys would want to be play the field. But the ones I've met and gone out with, they want to settle down. I'm the one that's saying I want to play the field. You know, so it's been kind of a hard combination.
All right, finally,
sounds
Megan.
Like
she
came here for love.
Yes.
Both those bachelorettes.
Yeah,
they're looking for the true love.
They're winners.
Loves the theater. She likes to listen more than talk on a first date. She's looking for a man who's educated, intelligent, and sexy. And she tells us about a date with a man named Wolfgang.
It's Wolfgang, you fucking moron. Come on, Chuck. Don't try to get fancy now.
Wolfgang.
Wolfgang. Wolfgang. She went on a date with a man named Wolfgang. It's currently available on DVD-ROM. I'm Wolfgang. I'm here to fix your sprinkler system.
Or Wolfgang.
Okay, there you go. Thanks.
Himself.
Thanks, Chuck. Yeah, but pay attention. Yeah. He's like Hoadley Wolfgang. Here at the commercial break. He's like, Wolfgang.
Well, wait a minute. Wolfgang.
Yeah, Wolfgang.
We went back to his house to watch an opera, which he had, Don Giovanni. Wolfgang then proceeds to tell me that he is Don Giovanni reincarnated. And he honest to God believed it. I thought it was a joke, and I start laughing. He didn't know why I wasn't taking him seriously. I mean, I know men are romantics, but I mean, this was completely ridiculous.
Well, those are the three women that Eric had to choose from. Now it's time for you to choose. Who are you going to send him out with?
Chuck? Okay, Chuck, let's just leave it alone. Yeah, Chuck, an accent. He sounded like a Polish polar bear. He sounded like that Muppet, the one who's always making food.
Yes.
1, 2.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll meet the woman Eric selected here. Everything that happened on their date, we'll do it.
In two and two.
Be right back at you.
Yeah. He waited till the crowd settled down to give his famous 2 and 2. We'll be back.
Yeah.
And 2 and 2.
Yeah.
It's like his Stairway to Heaven. Gotta love the music. Music is old school.
Banging.
Yeah, for sure.
It's going to tell us who he selected.
And I remember this.
Good.
I chose Heather.
Well, that's good. Haven't seen each other since the date. We're always on both sides. Say hello to Heather Rickman. Hi, Heather. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
Make yourself at home back there, and Eric will start us off.
Heather was number two.
Yeah, I think Heather was number two. Mm-hmm. Or number two or number three. I can't remember.
I left the arrangements up to her, so I got to her place, and we...
Wow, nice of you.
I know.
Off to a rousing start, Rick.
Hey,
you want to go on a date? Yeah, sure. What do you want to do?
Yeah, right. The worst.
You figure it out. I'll call you later. Yeah. I'll be there at 10. Oh, Rick.
We decided we were going to just kind of drive out and head to a restaurant. Didn't know where we were going.
Wow, this sounds horribly exciting. Right. It's the date of the century you're putting together here, Rick. We decided we're going to get in the car.
And just drive.
And just drive.
Yeah.
At this point, and Heather was kind of navigating. We were going to go to a Mexican restaurant. She decided that we would go to a Mexican restaurant. I actually hate Mexican food, but I just
asked if it was okay.
I just wanted to get the date started at this point because it was taking a while to get going.
What did you
Wow. Whoa. Wow, Rick, what a dick.
I hate Mexican food.
Mexican food drives me crazy.
Who hates Mexican food, first of all?
People who have IBS.
Oh, that's
I mean,
true.
That's probably the people who hate Mexican
food.
True.
You can get the soup.
Yeah, you get the soup. That's right. You get the soup, or you can just get like chicken fajitas soup. Or something like that. Like, you don't have to.
Yeah.
You
don't have to gut bomb it out.
Yeah, that's you don't have to go full Taco Bell double triple bing bong burrito or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Extra
spicy.
Bing bong burrito. Taco Bell gets worse and worse. I just saw a commercial for them. It's like the triple bing bong breakfast burrito. We'll give you the shits for days. Make a run for the border. Make a run for the bathroom.
For the bathroom.
Jesus Christ.
Say, Heather.
I asked him if it was okay, and I said, I know you don't eat meat, you know, but it was the only thing that was really open and happening.
So he's a vegetarian.
Right.
Mexican restaurant's probably not a good place.
Not a good idea, but I wanted to get the thing started.
Well, so you went to this place.
So, well, we got lost, and then we decided we're just going to stop at the first restaurant we come to, and as it turns out, we bumped into the Mexican restaurant by chance, and we decided to eat there. We were lost at this point. Heather's navigating.
We weren't lost.
As it turns out, we fell right into the window of the Mexican restaurant. I literally shoved her in the door and told her, I want to get this thing started.
Heather's fault.
Yeah.
I'd made her choose, and then she chose. Yeah. And now we hate
it. Okay, it's in 2021, it might be a little different, right? But back then, you make the date plans.
Yeah.
Don't leave
if
it up to her.
Yeah. Out.
And
you're making the plans.
If you tell her to make the plans, then you better damn well go where she
Absolutely.
Wants to go. Don't
and be
fucking
happy
start
about
complaining.
It.
Yeah, if you're a vegetarian, that ain't anybody else's problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, eat the fucking, you know,
the
I don't know. Have a cheese dip with some tortillas. I had that for meals many days of my life.
Right.
Get it together. Rick, you're a cocksucker.
Rick.
Lost.
I didn't know where we were and
lost.
I was driving.
I suggested this place before we left my apartment.
So we get there. Somehow. I don't know how it got there.
Okay, so you're at this Mexican restaurant and going through the menu. Thank you.
Going through the drive-thru. Taco Bell. We went to this wonderful Mexican restaurant. They had a bell up on top of it. Delicious burritos. They're filled with Doritos or some kind of chip. It was incredible.
And you looking for some vegetarian thing to eat.
We decided during the dinner conversation that we were going to go to a nightclub.
We decided during the dinner conversation we hated each other.
Yeah, exactly.
And we agreed not to see each other until the next date.
Club that she had been to before.
Right.
And she told me that there was a great jazz band there. And we were going to head over there. And I like jazz, and that was great. So we left the restaurant.
All right, now I feel like this is headed in the right direction. Okay,
yeah,
Rick seems a little bit more affable.
Yeah,
jazzy Jew.
Yeah.
A jazzy jazzy do if I do. It's a free-form jazz exploration.
We headed to the club, which was right across the street from the restaurant, thank God. So we found it.
Sure.
Well, that's why.
Thank God, because she's a woman and she can't drive.
He's awful.
He's such a dick.
We found it all right. We went to the nightclub. We go up there, and there's no one there. There's no band playing. There are maybe two people in the restaurant, drunk. And so the cocktail waitress comes over.
Yeah. We got the place to
ourselves.
Yeah,
Chrissy and I would be like, woo! This is the best bar we've ever been to.
Yeah.
The bartender's
complete.
Yeah. No line. The bartender's ours for the night. Yeah. Cares about the music. Turn on your iPhone.
Yeah. And Heather said, I thought the band was playing tonight. And the cocktail waitress said, well, the band never plays on Sunday.
No. Because I called and they said they were playing. And so that's why we went, because they're
oh,
a really
sure,
good band.
You thought they were anyway.
Well, yeah, I called and then we got there and they said there was such a slow night that they didn't come that night. But they play almost every night. So,
Well, almost didn't include this night.
burn.
Whoa. Rick. Settle down, dude. God. You ask the girl to make the plans.
Yeah.
She drives. She's in charge of direction. She's in charge of figuring it out. Now you're
the
being
food,
a dick.
You're picky about the food yeah. and the places all of a sudden.
By the way, never in the history of ever has anybody been pissed off about a jazz band not showing up, okay? Led Zeppelin doesn't show up for the reunion tour. People are angry. You don't show, you show up to the Fish show and you got the Jonas yeah. Brothers. I get it. A jazz band? You don't even know the name of a jazz band. Never. A jazz band is an incidental thing that happens to be going yes. on when you show up at a restaurant or a nightclub. It's yep. not like anybody goes, man, I really miss that jazz band. Dizzy Gillespie did not wake up in the, you know, and show up for your fucking blind yeah. date, Rick.
So
you're just kind of
so we sat down, and at this point, we're going to have to talk again. I decided alcohol
we're
is going to
have
enter the
to
night.
Talk again. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you wow. sound like you're really no, not no, into this at all, though. I mean, like,
well,
it's a struggle for you.
Everything we talked about basically came back to her modeling career.
You kept asking me questions about it. I don't.
I asked you questions. I also noticed when we were at the restaurant, I noticed on her questionnaire that she was a receptionist at her modeling agency.
Right.
And she quickly denied that. She said, I am not a receptionist. I am the assistant to the agent.
Mm-hmm. Well, so. I was started as a receptionist. And I worked my way to her assistant.
Oh, okay.
What a
oh,
dick.
God, he's awful.
This guy is a cock knocker.
Yeah, he
I
is
mean, come
awful.
On, man. Now you're making fun of where she works? What do you do, Rick?
Yeah.
Never heard of it. Never heard about your gainful employment. You just can't remember people's names and won't eat meat for some.
Yeah.
Listen, Rick. You came on a show to find a date. You yeah. should be lucky anybody's showing up with you. Obviously, you have a problem getting
yes,
dates.
Correct.
So now you have to go on a television program in front of everybody, and you're going to act like a cock?
Yeah, he's awful.
Dude, this is horrible, bro. You're a real jerk. Glad it's not 1985 anymore. This behavior was acceptable back then.
So we sit down.
We're, complete date of defending your character here. What you are. Okay, so.
We're having drinks at the nightclub, and a cocktail waitress comes over. And she asks us, she says, she asked Heather, are you a model? Mm-hmm. And Heather just kind of smiled. And then the cocktail waitress asked me, are you a model? And I look at her like, I'm not a model, but Heather is. So she and Heather started talking about her modeling career again, pretty much what I had heard at dinner.
Wait, you had to throw that in, didn't you, Rick?
Yeah,
you had to throw that in to let everybody know that the waitress thought you were hot.
Yeah, too.
That you could be mistaken as a model,
right.
too. I think what's going on here is that this girl has better looking legs than you do, Rick, and so you're a little bit upset.
That's
what an
right.
asshole.
God.
And they talked for a while. I think the cocktail waitress was a little more interested in Heather at this point than I was.
So...
first guy that's ever been pissed off about two hot girls
yes.
at your dinner table. I mean, honestly,
yeah.
this guy is all kind of wackadoodle. You're lucky, Heather, that you got away. You're
yeah,
going to get away from this
hopefully.
One unscathed. Oh,
they
of course
not.
You will. Yeah, no.
Did he talk to the waitress at all, Heather?
I did. Her and I talked more.
But did Eric talk to her?
At the very end, when she asked if he was a model, he said, no, I'm a producer. And because he's a talk show producer.
He is?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And yeah. But he didn't say radio.
Always
producer.
Looking. What?
But he didn't say radio producer. He just said I'm a producer. Like, uh-huh. that's just impressive or something.
Yeah. Why does radio always get shit on?
It does.
And by the way, radio producer is. Yeah. She's right.
Yeah.
She's right.
Yeah.
Radio producer. I was a radio producer one time.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I was really bad at what I did.
Yeah.
And I worked for free.
And I tried to get us to dance. I kept mentioning, hinting that I love to dance. And Eric kept saying how... Eric kept saying how adventurous he was and how he liked to dance. And he never got up to
was
dance.
There
so maybe
the fact that
there, well, I mean, I'm
I
sure there was
the
music.
Band didn't show up.
I'm sure there was like... We pretended that, yeah.
Boombox over in the corner.
His radio station was on in the background.
Right.
A talk show producer.
There was nobody else dancing, and there was
there
no
was.
Band playing, kind of.
That's the best time to go dancing,
yeah.
when no one else is there. You're
exactly.
not embarrassed that you can't dance, Rick.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and by the way, Rick is the most 1985 name I've ever heard. Rick.
Come Moon River and stroll out to the thing. So how did the date end?
I took her back to her place. We went in. She asked me if I would like to see her portfolio, and I said, sure. She's very attractive.
What the hell is going on? Oh, my God.
Would you like to see my portfolio?
It's been a real great date, Heather. You got lost. We couldn't find the band. No one wanted to dance. Talk to the waitress all night long. Can I see your nudes?
Yeah.
Do you have any full nudes? I want to see what you're working with down there. Oh, my God. So typical of a man. Oh, so God. Typical. Uh-huh. You want to see my portfolio? I remember we had a friend who was a model. Like, it was one of my younger brother's friends, and she was a model, like a bona fide model.
Right.
Going to Paris, walking the catwalks, the whole nine yards. Not like, not like a pretend model like a lot of people are, right? But a bona fide catwalk model, uh-huh. And she would do these high fashion things. So she would always come to our Thanksgivings and our Christmases. She was like a sister.
Yeah.
And her family life is a little rough. And anyway, she brought her portfolio one time. She had been in New York for a couple of years. She came back. She brought her portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody gathered around the kitchen to look at her portfolio because half of them were her completely naked in some stage of undress. And at some point, my dad even came like, and he was like, it's a beautiful photograph. I'm like, yeah, sure, Dad.
Very talented.
Very talented. Your nipples are very talented. How do you get them to be that pokey? Do you mind if I take this one? Show the guys at work what my pseudo daughter has been doing. I'm going to post this on my bathroom wall.
Of course I want to see your portfolio. I went into her place. She showed me her portfolio. It was really impressive. She's very pretty.
Well, thank you. But the reason why I wouldn't just say, here, look at my book. I thought, I could maybe get some work from the radio station. And I figured you'd show them to your boss. That's what he said.
The radio station.
The radio station. You're a model. Yeah, what kind of work are you doing?
It's not a visual medium.
He said
it was a show. Yeah, radio seems like an odd place to model.
It sure does.
Chuck.
They do have commercials.
You remember how you said goodnight, Heather?
I stuck my hand out to give him a handshake, and he said, how about a hug? And I said, fine, great. So we hugged, and I said, drive safe. And
so we hugged, we had sex, and he left.
That was it.
That was it.
Didn't work out, unfortunately, for either one of you, but the audience plays a part in this. Let's take a look and see who they chose for you, Eric. Holy cow, Elena, 52%.
Holy cow, I've never seen this.
Abuse them and lose them, Elena.
The audience sucks. This is why we're at where we're at today, is because the audience was heading in that direction. Because that's what would happen in 2021. People would be like, I want to see a train wreck.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. I love it. Hey, podcast fans. It's time for the commercial break inside of the commercial break. And we want you to know this summer, Chrissy and I are bringing in the world's foremost relationship expert to give relationship advice. And we need your questions to ask. So dial us up 661-237-8296. That's 661, the word best, the number 2-Y-O-Y-O. Text us or leave us a voicemail at 661-237-8296. Or you can drop us a line at tcbpodcast.com. Hit the contact us button and email us your questions. We won't use your name, we promise. Speaking of the website, you can get all the audio and all the video right there at tcbpodcast.com or go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for our entire video library. Chrissy and I love doing the show for you. We just ask two simple favors in return. Number one, if you have an extra minute, go to your favorite podcast player and leave us a review and a rating. It really does help grow the show, and more people need to know about this ridiculous podcast. Number two, if you're ever in the market for our sponsors, products, or services, please use the specialized URLs or codes when given to get a free discount and let those sponsors know TCB cares. TCBpodcast.com, 661-BEST-TO, and YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. We'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break after we hear from the sponsors. Thanks again.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
You know, 150 years ago when I was growing up, back when I was in high school, you'd be hard-pressed to convince two people in your social circle to listen to a new band that you found on a mixed CD that your ex-girlfriend gave to you. They're the latest and greatest. They're the newest and best. They're the grungiest of the grunge. Come on, take a listen. No one would give a shit because teenager didn't influence other teenagers. That's not how it worked. The best teenage influencers were drug dealers. At least that's who I listened to. Fast forward 150 years later, and some teenagers have millions and millions of people following their every move, waiting to hear what they're going to suggest you listen to, or watch, or put on. They're hawking everything from MLMs to dietary supplements to clothing to other influencers. And it's no surprise, where fame and money go, reality television goes. I found an online reality television show where teenage influencers are trying to out-influence each other for the title of top influencer as the most influency influencer. I'm not even sure what the reward here is, but it's a bunch of teenagers living in a house, trying to be a little more vapid than the next person. And while I draw a lot of comparisons between what these kids are trying to do and what Chrissy and I do on the show, which is pine for attention in either case, I'd like to think I have a few less rocks in my box than some of the people you're about to hear. For the next segment, here's Chrissy and I reviewing an online reality program to identify the top new influencer. Enjoy the next segment of this Best of, Worst of, the Commercial Break Podcast.
Instagram is filled with these fucking
morons. Oh, yeah.
Because Instagram is a cesspool full of people who want to be influencers.
Mm.
And I know some of these people. Mm-hmm. I know people. There's one person that I know where all she does is claim to be the anti-influencer, right? I'm the anti-influencer.
Anti-influencer.
Yeah, like,
okay.
She's the anti-influencer influencer.
Mm.
She's supposedly making fun of everything influencing.
Okay.
But what she's really doing is
trying to be like them.
Trying to be like them.
Mm-hmm.
She takes pictures and these poses that all the the duck lips and all this other stuff,
yeah,
and is trying to make fun of them, but then not really, right? But
right.
Then
she wishes put she was it,
yeah.
Part of it.
So she'll have her tits out and her duck lips and all this other stuff, and then she'll in the caption she'll
ha-ha.
Say, you know, ha ha,
right?
I'm on Fleet, everybody's on Flick, that I'm the influencer. But the truth is, you're just another fucking wannabe influencer, is what you are. But you can't blame them because there are real influencers. There are real people who, regardless of what you and I think about this particular profession, they make millions and millions
of
dollars creating content for Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and
others.
YouTube. And they tend to be young people.
Yes.
17, 18, 19, 20.
Yeah. It's the rare occurrence 40. That there's like an older person.
And listen, their ego is not that different from our ego doing a podcast, trying to get that, hundreds of thousands or millions of listeners. It's not that different. Mm-hmm. I get it. You know, I get it that I might be throwing stones in a glass house. But there is this thing that has arisen from all of these content creators.
It's a monster.
It's a monster.
Yeah.
And now there's this thing that they're doing. They get together and they get a nice, super nice fucking house in Miami or Los Angeles or New York or wherever it is. And they have content creator houses.
Uh-huh.
They
I've
live
read
together.
About these.
It's like a bad VH1 reality program.
It really is.
Where all these...
Yeah, this isn't new.
No. Where all these bona fide influencers or wannabe influencers get together, and it's just like 24 hours a day, they're acting, that they're just hamming it up as best that they can to try and get followers. There's even a social media based reality show about the next big influencer.
Okay.
You knew this was coming.
Of course.
You knew some shithead somewhere who's probably 90 years old was like, let's get 12 teenagers in a room, get them half naked, get them drunk, film it all for the camera, throw it out on Instagram, we'll make $1 billion, and we'll give them $12, you know?
Right.
It's like a Lou Pearlman of Insta reelers. Content creator houses, that's the thing.
Oh, yeah.
And so now they've put a reality show together, and I have found it.
You did?
And I would like to share some with you.
Yes, let's do it.
Ready? Here we go. Let me turn on the old computer. It looks
beautiful.
Let me press the
wherever they are. Is that like Florida?
Pointonator. That's got to be Miami, right? Somewhere in Florida. You can YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak if you want to follow along. We've got, you know, we've got the full reaction shot so you guys can see us. You can see the video. You can see the whole nine yards. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. Here we go. This is Who Wants to Be the Next Big Whatever the Fuck This Name. Whatever the fuck the name of this video is. I don't know. But here they are. Here's the obligatory B-roll footage of some beautiful location.
Right, with yachts in the background.
Yeah, that's got to be South Beach, I think, actually.
Mm-hmm. I'm Alex Warren, and you're watching Awesomeness TV's Next Influencer.
No plan is part of the plan.
It's the perfect plan.
You're not going to win this competition.
You don't say that about a girl. You guys are all trash.
If there's anyone that has a shit... You.
Why would you do that? What?
Okay, so what you got there is you got an intro.
Awesomeness
TV's next influencer. And you can already tell from the 15 seconds of footage that they showed you that you're going to get a headache. So go ahead and take your Advil now.
This is Project 305, a group of friends and creators from Miami who have one common goal: be the next big influencer. Sounds easy enough, right? Well, to be the next internet star, you have to live like one in a really expensive mansion with all your friends. But this won't be all fun and games. Over the next 10 episodes, each of the members have to prove they have the creative chops of an influencer and the personality traits to go with it.
Creative chops and the personality traits. What exactly is a personality trait of an influencer? Complete vapidness? I mean, this is like ridiculous. To be a real influencer, you got to live in a multi-million dollar mansion in Miami? This is what's wrong with society.
Yeah.
You do not have to live in a multi-million dollar... To contribute to the world, you do not have to live in a multi-million dollar... I mean, this is ridiculous.
Ranking earns the coveted MVP spot. And we'll get a deal with Awesomeness TV to take their star to the next level.
Is that guy the host?
He must be an influencer.
He must be an influencer.
Yeah, because they all get...
way out of the loop.
These kids are like 20.
I know.
19 and 20.
Or younger than that, yeah.
Yeah. If I had Instagram back when I was 19 or 20,
jeez,
I'd probably be dead by now. I mean, I would. I certainly would be the anti-influencer. Hey, it's Brian, and I'm here at the crystal meth party. I'm here at my chiropractor's house smoking crystal meth, watching a guy get his dick sucked by three other people. I'm on Fleet.
It looks like the creators are arriving at the house now. Let's meet
And by the way, this is awfully edited. Like, if it's Awesomeness TV, you think they could get some real editors in there. It looks like the guys are showing up now. We couldn't tell by the van that was driving up.
That was rolling up, yeah.
Yo, what's up? My name is Owen. I am the best person in the house. I'm the best looking. I'm the most outgoing. And I am the most fun. I'm a student at UCF. Go Knights. I don't know what they got planned for us, but whatever it is, it's going to be so much
whatever
fun.
Whatever it is, I'm in.
I don't know what I'm in for, but whatever it is, I'm in. All I care about is followers. Yes. I'm the best looking. I'm the best guy. I'm the biggest dick. The best hair. Nicest eyes. This guy has no shame. This guy.
Hey, I'm Coley. I have four suitcases.
Well, it doesn't take a village to have confidence.
Yeah, it doesn't take a village. If you were born with a gift, share it with endorsements. Share it with your sponsors. You know Coley.
Oh, Coley.
The first two people they show are two white people. I mean, I'm assuming they're white people. I don't know that for real. You know, they might be ethnic of some sort.
They look white.
One's blonde. blonde bombshell, and the other kid's like a handsome young guy.
Yeah.
You know, I guarantee these are the two that are the next big influencers.
18, so, you know, the fun's starting. I am single. Owen Holtz. I'm an open book.
Oh, like, there's already a little love story.
Secrets, yeah. But, like, that's just how I am.
I have no secrets because I post everything.
I have no secrets because I post everything. You want to see my vagina? It's really pretty. I've had labia surgery 3 times. So I get the best vagina on the block.
Hey, guys. I'm Valeria. I'm a content creator from...
You're Malaria? What?
Valeria.
Oh, Valeria. You said I'm Malaria.
Close.
Colombia. Yes, I'm Latina.
You do not look Latina.
I love modeling, acting, anything that involves cameras. Like, I just love the attention.
I love cameras.
I love cameras.
Nice. Oh, here we'll get the next one.
I was born in Mexico City and I was raised in Texas, but I moved to Miami 2 years ago. I make videos online
to further my Instagram career.
Yeah, that's right. but at least her vibe is like a little checked, right?
It is, yeah.
What's up, guys? I'm Julian. Boom, I'm a content creator.
Oh yeah, Julian.
And a writer.
Oh, he's
I'm a DJ,
a
producer, writer, actor. Check me out on my Rumble, on my Twitch,
I'm 16.
On my Slack. I'm 16. I've written like 30 movies, like 2 of them. Tom Hanks is producing. Well, he's not producing them, but I'm pretty sure he'll see him at some point. Check me out. I wrote a movie called Big Tits. It's awesome. It's about big tits. He sounds like every person in Atlanta. He's probably from Atlanta. That's yeah. True. What's up? My name is Colin. I'm a writer, producer, and extra.
Rapper.
I'm on Extra on, Breaking Bad. Don't worry about me. I'm cool, man.
Me from everyone else is that I'm a twin. I'm Giovanni Jara. I'm a DJ / music producer. Gonna be the biggest one out there one
Giovanni
day.
Is also a music
that's
producer.
That's right. They're twins. So yeah. They probably have like, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, they're doing twin stuff.
Yeah, they're doing.
Like twin porn. Yeah. Like that dad and that son. Have you heard about this? The dad and the son who are doing porn that everyone's all excited about. There's a dad and a son and they do like shower scenes together and all this stuff. They don't actually do like sex, but they do all this other like weird.
Just the two of them?
Just the two of them. Oh. Yeah, it's very popular apparently.
I make content with my twin brother.
Dude. Whoa!
What's up, everybody? I'm Jada. I'm 18 years old. I'm from Central Florida and I am here. I'm here to win and I'm here to have a good time. I have what it takes to become the next big influencer because I'm pretty. I'm pretty.
Oh my God. She's about to say a line from Sound of Music. She's about to say, I'm pretty, I'm witty, and I'm fun. You know?
Okay.
What are we going to do, Holden? This is the world. This is my daughter's going to grow up watching this
shit. I know,
shit.
I know. Yeah,
so is my son, by the way.
Winning. I don't know.
But then they're going to go, well, Dad, look at you. Yeah. You make a podcast for retirees.
That song.
She didn't say it.
My name is Raul Encio. I'm 19 years old. I'm still a full-time med student. So while these guys are all connecting and hanging out, I'm in my room studying. I'm a content creator for the same reason I want to become a dentist. To bring people confidence through their smile.
Okay.
Hey, you're inspirational too.
I'm a content creator for dentists.
Yeah, for dentists. I'm in the middle of med school. That's dental school, brother. First of all, you don't go to med school for dentistry.
Right.
First of all. Second of all, I want to be a dentist for the same reason I'm a content creator.
Make people
hurt through pain.
While they're smiling.
Make people laugh with nitrous. I mean, I don't even know if that makes sense, but I have a whole Instagram account dedicated to shitty inspirational quotes.
Hi, guys. I'm Gabby Obregon. I'm 19 years old, and I'm a content creator from Miami, Florida. I'm an actress. I love to act, and I'm also a soccer player. I love sports, going on boats, skydiving, anything and everything.
Going on a boat is not a sport. Going on a boat is not a sport. And I'm sorry, but neither is skydiving. Yeah. I love riding around. I'm like the best at riding around on a boat. I'm a total athlete, Hoadley.
Yep.
My name is Brian. I'm 19 years old. I'm from Central Georgia, and I'm the best at everything. I have the prettiest hair. What's left of it. I have the prettiest eyes. My eyebrows are the biggest. I have the smelliest farts. I am a total athlete. I'm the best at taking shits. I'm the best at riding on boats. I'm the best at breathing. I can like raise my arm up and down like this. I don't know if you noticed that, but I'm like the best at that. Total athlete.
Nice.
The thing that brings adrenaline into my life, I love.
This house is so pretty.
Of course it is. It's $1 million mansion on the water in Miami. Island. Yeah.
Castle. You're lying. This place, what? Nah.
This princess has found her castle. Where's my crown, boys? Owen, bring it to me.
Oh my god. I already know that we have a bunch of YouTube comments coming from kids under the age of 18 years old that are going to be like, you just a bunch of old farts. You don't know anything about anything.
I'm about to my pants. I am so excited that Gabby's my roommate.
I'm so happy. How was your drive?
Oh my god, my drive was 5 hours.
I love Jada. She is my queen.
I'm so happy about you. Thank you, because I don't know what I would have done.
We are turned up, we're having fun, and that is on period. I was really nervous that I'd be roomed to Coley, honestly.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Do you think the editors of this probably got 75,000 hours of footage and they were like, we don't have a show? We just have a bunch of girls screaming and a bunch of guys preening their hair.
Yes.
I'm sorry, we don't have a show. I don't know what you want me to do with this.
Yes.
Okay, so Coley is definitely the...
Sabrina and I are roommates. We get along very well, surprisingly. She always super high energy. And I can be high energy.
Oh my god.
She's always super high energy, and I can be high energy, but not as obnoxiously as Coley, but she's my best friend. BFF forever.
I'm seeing you forever. Yeah, I got the snacks for us. We're going to be up all night.
I brought all my energy.
We're going to be up all night doing Doritos. We're going to be snorting pixie dust. That's going to be on point. We're like so crazy. We're going to post 2 reels a second. It's going to be awesome. It's so stupid.
Jeez. 2 drinks, 2 suitcases of candy. I got like packets of sugar.
Packets of sugar?
Okay. Go, go, go. No!
Is that code for coke?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you got to think these kids are doing drugs, right? I mean, they got to be at the age where they know what drugs are. Yeah, she's not as innocent to think that packets of sugar is going to do anything for her.
Yeah.
And how do these guys, they all know each other.
Like, I know. There's a little community.
You know what I think happens? Because I saw this one time. I think they go on like influencer trips together. Some company pays them a ton of money or doesn't pay them a ton of money, but gives them a free trip somewhere.
Yeah.
And then they all go create content on behalf of that company.
Right.
Right. They get like a, I don't know.
Like a hotel or something?
Like a
or
douche
like
company a... will be like, you know, go to this festival.
Sugar?
And, yeah, go to this festival and tell us how great your vagina smells after 3 days. And by the way, it was a very popular part of our episode the other day.
No, bro. No. Are we roommates?
No way.
This is our room?
You're joking.
Julian, no way, bro.
No way, bro. We have a room with beds. Let's create a reel. Look at our beds.
Me, I'm rooming with my biggest competitor here. I did not see that coming.
Who's the competitor? Colin?
What is it? Is it? This isn't a sport, guys. I mean, I don't understand.
Well, they are. They're competing to be the next influencer.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, aren't they all winning by just being on this show?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
This is part of it, yes.
What's cool about Project 305 is a lot of us haven't even known each other for that long, but we're already like best friends, so this is going to be a good trip.
What's great about Project 305 is like we literally got on a Zoom call yesterday, and now we're all BFFs. And I have packets of sugar stuck in my bra, in case you're wondering.
Sugar.
And we didn't have a content house until now.
Boom. BQ the beach ball.
Oh my god. 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 Oh my god.
Cue the beach ball. And I saw the swan thing that goes in the pool.
If I bought a $60 million property on Styre Island in Miami and then literally a content house popped up next door, I would sue the holy shit out of the people who own that house.
Yeah.
We didn't have a content house until now. Like, that's a... like, that's a hardship you went through. Like, what I really
struggling through.
What I really like about 305 is that we've been struggling, literally struggling for the last 16 days since we got together as Project 305 to find a content house content and house. Someone to pay for it. And like, we really went through hard times. And now
they worked hard for it.
Yes. And so now we understand the value of like really hard work. Let's make it real about it.
Photos.
So, as leader, obviously, of Project, I feel like we should really have a good time, and I think we should get ready for the day.
Yeah.
Have an awesome freaking time. Let's enjoy this freaking house.
What an inspiration. What an inspiration. Such a good job.
So good, Coley.
Malaria.
Or, yeah, or Valeria.
Malaria. I like to just give a little inspirational speech before we get started. As the leader of Project 305, the last 6.5 days have been a real struggle as we try and find a millionaire to pay for our content house. But I just want to say, now that
Instagram
we're here,
pictures.
Let's everybody take pictures. Let's get naked. Let's slide down slides and let's change the world one nipple at a time.
Competition is me against everyone.
I mean, she's very confident in winning, but so am I, so we'll see how that works out.
And if I have to step on some toes, then I'm gonna step on some toes.
No, you didn't.
I'm a full-time med student, and I'm gonna be awesome
student. You're not a med student, you're a dental student. There's a difference. It's like being a chiropractor and being like, I'm taking my boards. Your boards? We're taking a test made up by Life College. Come on, dude. Get it together.
Next big influencer.
I am Awesomeness TV's.
Next big influencer.
I am Awesomeness TV's.
Next big influencer.
Wow. This is horribly edited.
And my roommates, bro. TikTok's gonna go hard.
Boom.
Yeah. Our TikTok's gonna go hard, man. Right. It's gonna go hard like my dick in the morning when I gotta pee. Let's do reels about morning boners. Raise your flags up. Oh my god, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, it really is.
Wait, guys. Look at the we just got a text. Did you get a text too?
Yeah.
Welcome to the ATV influencer house. This bell means something big is about to happen. Everyone,
let's read together. Were you this stupid when you were 17? I mean, these people are 20. Were you this stupid when you were 20?
I mean, I didn't have the phone.
No, that's
and the
true.
Whole thing.
But were you this vapid?
No.
Did you scream and yell every chance?
I was very, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even remember hanging out with anybody who was like this.
No.
I mean, I know there were girls like this in my high school, but I didn't hang out with them.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, we tried to be chill and cool.
Yeah.
The era of Pearl Jam.
That's true. Was the era of Pearl Jam, and nothing eludes cool like Pearl Jam posters hanging in your studio.
Exactly.
$10,000 worth of Pearl Jam. I could have put my son through this year of school.
Time to meet your host.
What?
When I got the text message, I was super confused.
I'm nervous.
Honestly, I feel like it's going to be like Brent Rivera, like Nikki and Gabby or something like that.
Either Brent Rivera or Ben Asler, probably. Those are like my top two guesses.
Oh my God, yes.
Everyone kept saying it might be Brent.
Everyone kept saying it might be Brent, and I was like, no way, dude. You can't get Brent up in here. You know how many? Brent's got like 14 million, and then like, you know, Dottie's got seven.
A strawberry.
I know.
For some reason.
I think they spent all the money renting the house. They have nothing left. It was like a big fake phone with a screen in it in the middle of the room. You got to go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak and look at this.
Surprise! Bet you didn't expect to see me here.
What? Yo, Alex?
Daddy Alex?
You guys are about to go through an
Daddy interview. Alex? He's 7 years old. Daddy Alex. What? Daddy Alex? I'm
always... he's 6 months older than us.
He's like the grandfather of TikTok influencers. He is literally an old man, 20 and a half years old. Oh, I love him so much. He's like way too old to fuck, but if I could, I would. If he didn't have like a shriveled up old dick, I would. Of course, I thought that way at 20 years old too. It's like, I remember a guy used to sit at my Italian restaurant bar. I think I've told you about him. And he was like 39 years old, 40 years old. Yeah. And he'd have these, you know, 20-year-old girls that would come and meet him, you know, yeah. And drink with him. And he was just like, he eluded cool. Every yeah. bit. He was like a buff guy, you know, redhead. I didn't forget the mustache, the redhead. Like, he was just like, and I always thought, man, when I get 72 years old, I also, right. when my so dick is shriveled away. Up. Yeah, and I know. And now I'm there. And I'm like, I'm past there. I'm like, wow, these are babies to me. Babies. Yes.
Crash Course. In creativity and collaboration to see if you have what it takes to make big. Here's how it works. Everyone in the house has the same journey to get to the top. Through a series of challenges.
Here's how it looks. We are literally going to give you points for no reason.
For nothing.
Yeah. We literally already picked the next big influencer, yeah. and we're going to pretend like there's a competition.
And activities, you will each get a ranking based on your performance, skill, and creativity. Whoever has the top rank at the end of the competition wins a deal with Awesomeness TV. Alongside some of the biggest creators on the
What the hell is Awesomeness TV to begin with?
I don't know. It's like a network of, you know.
Okay.
It's like advertised cast, only,
I'm the grandmother
only with a lot more money.
Yeah, I know. Grandmother Chrissy!
I know. Oh my God, it's great, 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 great grandfather Brian, the podcaster. He literally has 20 people that listen every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Oh my God.
Meryl Twins and Brent Rivera, which will be launching your career to the next level.
Wow.
I need this.
We all know I'm going to win.
His shirt.
Oh my God, he's got his shirt open.
First of all, he's necklace. Way too tan. Yeah. I mean,
that's our TV too. It yeah. looks a little okay. like that. Okay. Yeah, gotta, okay, well. It's a little studio magic right there. But if you look there, yeah, he also okay. does look way too tan.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Now he's got his shirt unbuttoned. He's down, got one button.
He's got three unbuttoned. Yeah. It goes down in a V, like below his pecs.
Oh my God, I was not even remotely like this when I was that age. I wore turtlenecks.
And Doc Martens
and bell pants. I hid from people. I wore like I wanted to cover my face. I didn't want people to pay attention to me at all. Except when I was on stage with 33 right. feet. That's a different story.
Right. Someone has to announce, of course.
And while the goal is to be number one at the end, no one gets to the top on their own. So just keep that in mind.
For everyone.
I'm not taking it easy at all. I am going to win this. I am sorry, guys.
Whoa. I hope you guys like the
Bam
house.
Colin.
I wish I was there with you. But I do have a friend out there, being my eyes and ears, making sure you guys stay out of trouble.
Oh, there's a house mom.
She looks 22.
Yeah, I know.
She's legal to drink.
There is literally some old lady creeping around here, and she's like a junior at University of Miami. Right. I literally hate her. She is so old, and her tits sag down to her knees.
I won't be there. I'll still be giving tips, tricks, and tea along the way. If you win a challenge, you might even have a better chance of seeing more of me. I don't know if that's what you want, but you will. Speaking of challenges, are you guys ready for your first solo challenge?
Yes!
Well, since you're all soaking up the sun in Miami, why don't you guys suit up and meet me by the pool?
Woo, yeah.
Let's get our first gratuitous shots already. Well, since you guys are literally in Miami, let's get you naked so we can get some views.
So nice.
The first challenge is pool or we're cool. This is how it works. Each of you filled out a questionnaire before arriving in the house to show off how really well you know each other. We're going to take turns asking you guys questions about your housemates. If you answer correctly, you stand still. And if you answer wrong, you take a step forward. I hope you brought your towels, because if you get two answers wrong, you're getting pushed in the pool. and you're not borrowing mine. Whoever's the last
person... Oh, my God. This is, like, literally the craziest game we've ever played.
I mean, getting pushed in the pool.
You literally get pushed in the pool after you get two
wrong. Well, then your hair gets, you know, wet. Oh,
I know. I spent all day preening my vagina. Now it's going to get wet.
Yes. And standing gets the first number one spot in the house.
Ooh.
So, let's get started. What is one thing Owen can't live without? When you're done writing
Dick.
The answer. Owen, what is your answer?
My answer is my mom.
Mom.
Shut up, Owen.
Love you, Mom. Oh, my God. What type of content does Valeria post on TikTok?
Oh, no. Oh my goodness, Coley. What did you? Oh my God.
What? Dance, 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 beauty.
Beauty, dance.
Valeria. Thirst. What is your answer?
I put dancing and comedy. Yay, I put dance!
Comedy.
Comedy.
Comedy. You're a real jokester, Valeria.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Okay, we can go on with this forever. Yeah. This is like, I don't even know.
It should be non-awesomeness TV.
You see, when I start getting into it, like when I'm really paying attention to it, is when we need to end the show because then I'm really getting into it. And now I'm going to start caring.
So there you have it. I managed to put together yet another episode of the Best of, the Worst of, the Commercial Break podcast, and I didn't keel over in the process. I'm sure you're over it at this point. I'm sure you're sick of listening to my ashtray-like voice. And trust me, I'm sick of talking. Be careful out there. Get vaccinated because this thing is no joke. But Chrissy and I hope to be back next week in the studio celebrating our crossover into the 200s as far as episode numbers are concerned. Not even sure why that's important, but podcasters like to make a big deal out of everything. So I thank you very much for listening. I thank you very much for putting up with my voice. I know Chrissy is eager to get back in the studio, and I promise we'll do that just as soon as we can. Until next time, I'd like to remind you to go to tcbpodcast.com. All the audio, all the video, right there. One location. You never have to leave. Please do us a favor. Like and subscribe on your favorite podcast player. And if you have just an extra moment of time, could you please leave us a review and or a rating on your favorite podcast player? Apple, Spotify, Google, Podbean, Overcast, Castbox, and I'm leaving out about 600 other podcast players. Almost all of them have a place where you can leave a review and a rating, and it really does help grow the show because it helps us pop up there in the charts, and then new folks get to see the show, and then we get to keep on doing this for another 200 episodes. That is, of course, if you want us to do another 200 episodes, or if I survive another 200 episodes. Who knows? 661-237-8296. That's 661, the word best, the number 2, Y-O-Yo. Chrissy and I are bringing on one of the world's foremost experts on relationships. So if you're having relationship issues, or if you just have a question or two you'd like to ask this expert, send it in at 661-237-8296 or email us through the website. And who knows, maybe we'll bring you on the show. We'll at least get to your question at the commercial break on Instagram, because, you know, after we just spent 50 minutes bashing Instagram, we want you to go to Instagram so we too can be podcast influencers. And then YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. We now have a real live video editor, adding all kind of Easter eggs to our videos and clips. So go there, check it out, like and subscribe, comment on your favorite video, and we'll keep turning those out. Until next time, all I have to say is best to you out there in the podcast universe. Chrissy and I love you. And until next time, we always say, we do say, and we must say, bye.